Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2191. How to Pay Off Student Loans Fast on Your Path to FIRE, Part 1, by Scott Rickens of playingwithfire.co. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I serenade you with the sweet sounds of personal finance knowledge from some of the best blogs on the planet, with the author's permission, of course. And I have a bit of a longer post today. I'll read the first half today and then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So let's dive into the first half and start optimizing your life. How to Pay Off Student Loans Fast on Your Path to FIRE, Part 1, by Scott Rickens of playingwithfire.co. Student loan debt shouldn't keep you from pursuing your financial independence dreams. There's a lot that you can do to ensure you're getting yourself out of debt as quickly as possible and paying off those student loans fast. Whether you have lingering student loan debt or you're considering heading back to school and using loans to finance your education, this debt is likely to be an obstacle that stands in the path between you and financial independence. How do student loans work? Before we get to the tactics to help you dig yourself out of debt faster, it's important to understand exactly how student loans work. With a student loan, you're borrowing money from the federal government or a private lender to pay for your education. You'll pay back the money you borrowed plus any interest. This interest is what can get confusing for people and what can get people deeper into debt than they realize. Student loans should only be used to pay for qualified educational expenses like tuition and fees, housing and books, not for non-essential items like clothes and travel. Since you have to repay the amount that you borrow and you don't want to be in debt for long, the less you borrow, the better. Scholarships and grants are completely different from student loans. While loans need to be repaid, scholarships and grants don't. There are three things that you need to pay attention to on your loan, which will impact how much your education will cost you: loan principal, interest rate, and repayment term. Number one, loan principal. This is how much you borrow to pay for your education. So if you borrow $10,000 to pay for school, your loan principal is $10,000. Number two, interest rate. Lenders make money by charging you interest on the loan. The interest rate is the percentage that they're charging you, and this interest rate can either be fixed, like one interest rate for the entire loan term, or variable, meaning the interest rate fluctuates. And number three, repayment term. This is the length of time you have to repay your loan. Federal loans come with a standard 10-year repayment term, though you can extend it if you need to. Private loans come with varying repayment terms. How your repayment term affects your total cost. These details are really important to help you understand just how much that loan is going to cost you. Let's say you borrowed $10,000 and you plan to repay it with a 10-year repayment term and a 6% interest rate. Your monthly payment would be $111 per month, and at the end of repaying your loan, you'd have paid $3,322 in interest. That $10,000 actually costs you a total of $13,322. If you decide to lengthen your repayment term and repay the loan over 30 years rather than 10, your monthly payments go down to $59 per month. Tempting, right? Well, by the time you pay off this loan, you'll have paid $11,585 in interest. That $10,000 will actually cost a total of $21,585. That's an $8,263 difference, nearly as much as your original loan. But there's an even bigger cost that we haven't talked about: missed opportunity cost. For simplicity, let's say that the interest on your loan was an additional $275.43 per year over 30 years, since you extended your loan repayment term to 30 years. If you instead invested that amount and earned an average return of 5% each year, you'd have $18,299.25 after 30 years. By extending your repayment term to 30 years from 10, you're losing out on an additional $18,299.25 that you could have put towards your financial freedom. That's why understanding how student loans work is important before we talk about paying them off quickly. Types of student loans. When it comes to student loans, there are two types of loans you can use: federal student loans or private student loans. There are a few different types of federal student loans, but they generally come with low fixed interest rates. And they come with some perks. Repayment is more flexible than with private loans. If you can't afford your loan payment, you can opt for an extended loan repayment period. Or if you lose your job or are unable to work, you could qualify for forbearance or deferment. They also offer loan forgiveness opportunities for some people working for the government or for a not-for-profit organization. If you refinance your federal loans with a private lender, you'll lose these protections. For some people, especially people working towards loan forgiveness, refinancing is worth the loss of benefits. Private student loans offer interest rates that are based on your financial profile, usually your income history and your credit score. Borrowers with better financial details can often qualify for lower rates. But if you don't have a great income, and most don't while they're in school, interest rates can be high. They also usually don't offer the same forbearance and deferment options that federal student loans provide. Alternatives to student loans. Debt of any kind, including student loans, can make your path to FI excruciatingly long. So if going back to school is high on your list, it's important to try to do it while incurring as little debt as possible. Number one, look for grants and scholarships. This is free money that you don't have to repay, unlike student loans. Number two, opt for a less expensive school. Costs can range wildly, so take the time to price out your options at a few different schools. Number three, get employer tuition assistance. If you'll be working while going to school, ask your employer if they offer tuition assistance. They may offer to pay for a portion of your tuition. And number four, cut back. If you have to take out loans, you can take out less by cutting back on your spending. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled How to Pay Off Student Loans Fast on Your Path to FIRE by Scott Rickens of playingwithfire.co. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY kroger.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I thought this was great advice for anyone interested in going back to school. I look at obtaining any college degree at any age as an investment, but we're seldom ever warned to consider the ROI for the cost of that education. I graduated with a bachelor's in marketing in 2009, right in the middle of the Great Recession. It was extremely difficult to find an entry-level position, even for someone like me who graduated with a 4.0 after receiving a full academic scholarship. I'll be honest, I felt duped at the time. I was told my whole life to get good grades so that I could go to a good university, and if I did well there, I would get a good job. I had many friends at the time who went back to school for more degrees after 6 months to a year of not finding a job. I am so thankful that I didn't do that, and I stuck it out for the 9 months it took to land a job. From my corporate career, I learned that work experience and tangible accomplishments with an employer went further in my line of work than advanced degrees. And I think these days, most of us recognize that a college education isn't the golden ticket it once was thought to be. So even before you dig into how to pay for college as an adult, it would serve you well to really consider the return on investment and if there are other ways to get the career progression you're looking for. If it were me, I'd also look for ways to test the waters and make sure that the degree will lead to work I really want to do. I try to find free courses and resources to make sure the subject matter holds my interest, and I'd set up exploratory interviews with people in the position I think I want. One survey from Finder.com found that over 40% of graduates don't even use their degrees, mostly because they weren't able to find a job in their area of study. So this is certainly worth careful deliberation. Well, that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day. And I'll see you on the Friday show tomorrow, where we'll finish up this post and where your optimal life awaits.